When Alexis gets home from work every day, she does the same thing. She takes her shoes off. She goes to the pantry, gets out her cat food, feeds the cats. Sometimes she'll drink a Dr. Pepper. And on this particular day, it seemed like every other day.
I was tired, you know? On this particular day, I didn't really have the energy to come up with anything creative. Just kind of flopped down on the couch, checked the headlines, checked my friends' blogs, you know. Nothing really spectacular. But then I checked my email.
So, let me get this straight. You're there, and you've gotten home, and everything's routine, and you're checking your email, right? What did you find?
Not much, really. Electronic bank statement, some spam. I got a note from my mom. Said she had a pretty good day. But then I decided to get up and go to the kitchen, and I decided to make myself a milkshake.
A milkshake?
Yeah. Milkshake.
So, you've made a milkshake, and you're sipping on it. There's something different about this milkshake, right?
It's pretty normal. I make milkshakes a lot. Got a pretty good blender, so.
It's This American Loop. I'm Ira Glass. Each week we choose a theme, get like two or three stories that sort of vaguely relate to that theme, and then we play them, one after another. This week's theme, the things we do. Stories all about people and the things they do, or don't do. It's This American Loop. Stay with us. Act 1. Why did I do that? Scott Carrier has a story about something he shouldn't have done, but he did it anyway.
Why did I do that? I know I shouldn't have done it. Every little bone in my body was like, "What are you doing? Don't do that." But I did it anyway. It's like one of those times when you know there's something you shouldn't do. You just know it. But then, you do it. I did it for lots of reasons. I did it because my wife had just left me for the milkman. Well, not so much the milkman as a cow, an actual cow. So that was weird. I just had four cousins die in the space of a week. One of my kneecaps started sort of sliding around inside my leg. And I just told my boss that he could go to hell. I told him some other things he could do, too. And he started to try to do them, and I was like, "I don't need this. You can finish driving the bus route, because I'm getting off." And I didn't look back. So I was in a bad state of mind. And when you're like that, you don't want to think about things. You just want to do stuff. And there were... Okay. There were all kinds of good reasons why I shouldn't do it. Why joining Al-Qaeda is a poor life choice. I know that now. But if I had it to do over again, even though I knew then and know now that it was something I shouldn't do, would I do it? Maybe.
Scott Carrier. Act 2, what's done is done. Sarah Vowell likes history, and all throughout history, there's one very consistent pattern. A quick warning for our listeners, this story does not contain any inappropriate material, but it does suggest that inappropriate things do happen in the world. So, be warned. Sarah Vowell.
Scientists have often speculated about what really separates man from animals. I would suggest that what makes us different is that we do things. Archaeologists have found evidence that ancient people were very busy consistently doing things. Some of these things involved painting their hands on caves, procreating, and trying not to be killed by angry mastodons. With the emergence of more complex societies, people began doing other things. Feasts, orgies, and crucifixions were all the rage in ancient Roman times. In 1492, Queen Isabel of Spain told Columbus, "Why don't you do something?" So Columbus did some things, and it inspired others like Hernan Cortez to also do some things. Some British folks then said, "Hey, I'm sick of things being done to me. Let's go over there and do some things." And they did lots of things, including starve and die. This great country was founded on people doing things. Stonewall Jackson, in his famous 1863 speech, proclaimed, "If there's one thing America does, it's things." Then he was promptly shot by a member of his own team. In the late 1800s, men thought women should not do some things, like work. So women did some other things, like needlepoint and passing out and plotting murder. This trend of not doing things continued into the 1920s, when drinking became a thing not to do. But we did it anyway, because not drinking is a violation of our human rights. During the Great Depression, we were too worried about things to really do much of anything, including pay attention to things other countries did. That all changed in 1941, when Japan did a big thing. President Truman responded by saying, "Let's do something big. Like, really big. Like, two really big things." After we did those things, we spent the next decade making things, mostly babies and appliances and prefabricated housing. In the 1960s, we experimented with some really crazy things, like drugs and peace. In the 80s and 90s, we swore that we didn't do things and instead insisted that things were done. We do things to our towns, our cities, to the planet we live on. We do things to the air and to the water. And when there's nothing left to do, oh, believe me, you, we'll find something to do. And we'll do it with fervor and with conviction. Because we're not animals. We're people. And we do things.
Sarah Vowell. Coming up, David Sedaris takes animals and has them talk like humans in some sort of parable thing. It's This American Loop. I'm Ira Glass. Stay with us.
Hey there, happy April Fools from In the Loop. I'm Jeff Horwich. Thanks to Jackie Fuller and Alexis Donath and our very own Ira Glass, Sandin Totten. We're online at minnesotapublicradio.org/InTheLoop. See you next week.